From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union. Hannah Black and Carla Perez Gallardo, the co-owners and chefs of Lil Deb's Oasis in Hudson, have been nominated as semifinals for a James Beard Award in the Best Chef Northeast category. They are the only nominees from the Capital Region. Zach Palacio of Fish and Game and Back Bar won Best Chef Northeast 3 years ago. The James Beard Foundation Award were established in 1990 and are often called, and I quote, the Oscars of food, end quote. Finalists will be announced March 27th, and the winners will be honored at a gala in Chicago on May 6th. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village may leave the historic face of Rip Van Winkle behind as officials look to rebrand the village and attract more business. Rip Van Winkle, the character from Washington Irving's 1819 short story of the same name, has represented the village for centuries. Village President Vincent Seeley said village officials are looking to hire a marketing agency, and whether to keep Rip alive or not is one of several decisions to be made. Seeley is in favor of taking a new direction. He said, and I quote, maybe it's time to retire the look and the feel of Rip, end quote. Ultimately, the decision will be by the full village board and following review by the public. Village board member Joseph Kozlowski does not think the public would support Rip's retirement. He said, and I quote, I don't know that it's a good idea, end quote. Kozlowski said Catskill residents are fond of the wooden Rip placed at the top of Main Street. The marketing plan is in the early stages of development, and Seeley said his vision is to expand the rebranding to the village and beyond. The improvements will do more than just attract new business, Seeley said. He said, and I quote, we will build community pride. We're building tools for residents and taxpayers and attracting new business and new people to the community, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Woodstock Town Board will hold a hearing March 12th to receive public comment about proposed regulations that would add short-term rentals to the law that governs bed and breakfast establishments. Woodstock officials have been working on the new rules for more than a year, and they hope to address concerns about nuisance guests while acknowledging that short-term rentals play a role in bringing visitors to town. Under the proposed law, short-term rentals would be restricted to single-family and two-family homes and limited at 30 days. Short-term rental sites would be prohibited from including a restaurant or other commercial services. In addition, short-term rental sites would be limited to 2 occupants per bedroom and be prohibited from renting more than 2 bedrooms in a house. Town officials also want to make property owners responsible for telling visitors to be good neighbors. The proposal states, and I quote, hosts will provide guests with copies of local laws, especially the noise ordinance, end quote. Complaints about short-term rentals have included loud music, trash problems, and unsafe drivers. A 2017 survey at Airbnb.com indicated that approximately 100 rentals available in Woodstock currently operate without owners in residence. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ivan Pereira is reporting for AM New York. Baseball may become New York's official sport of choice. State Senator James L. Seward, who represents Cooperstown, included a bill last week that would name the national pastime the official sport of New York State. Seward first introduced the bill during the previous legislation session. He said New York is rich with baseball history, from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown to the Yankees, Dodgers, Giants, Mets, and other teams that currently or previously called it home. He said, and I quote, New York and baseball go hand in hand, and elevating the sport to official state status is overdue, end quote. The measure was approved by the state Senate last year, but failed in the Assembly. 14 other state legislatures have adopted official state sports, including California and Massachusetts, who claim surfing and basketball, respectively. Read the full story at amnewyork.com. That's amny.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.